Good morning, it's Beacon, and we are very, very, very excited this morning to be joined by Heidi, Imel and Jade, the Sugar Babes.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, ladies.
How are we?
Good, thank you.
New group, new lineup. How's it all going? How, are you all settled in? Jade?
Yeah, I feel good now. I don't have a state of panic every time I go on to do a half-hour set. I know the words now. It's all good.
What was that like for you, sort of, having to learn the words? Presumably you knew quite a few of them anyway.
Yeah, but you think you know songs, and then I realise for years I've been singing the wrong lyrics, I've made them up, so then you have to relearn them. And normally the rule is, oh, you know, Joe Biz is fine, no one will know if you made a mistake. But there's like a million Sugar Babes fans that know everything about you, so I'm like, if I make a mistake, everyone's gonna know. So,
oh, but the fans have been welcoming though, haven't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they've been really, really lovely. Yeah,
so I have got a confession to make about one of your songs, the Red Dress.
Yeah,
I sing that wrong myself for ages. I was thinking, are they singing I'm caught up in my red dress? So I have visions of you caught in a zip. Do you know what I mean? Like,
getting
a step
in
your red dresses.
What is it?
Cooler than the red dress.
Yes.
I'll know now when I'm singing in front of the mirror at home, ready for a night out. You must have quite an impact to people, because even like we're here and people are like swimming around and just milling around waiting to see you.
girls
and guys.
Really.
Is that quite funny? Wherever you go, do you have people just sort of milling around, just sort of trying to sneak a little peek at you?
We did in the cafe yesterday.
That
where
was
were
funny,
we?
Mate.
But here today, because when we came in, there was loads of people stood on the stairs, like just looking down.
They're always there.
I'm scared in here because apparently taunted. And, and as soon as the interview's finished, I'm running out. I'm legging it.
Well, let's talk about the new music then, because it's quite a sort of a different sound for you, isn't it?
Yeah. We've always tried to change our sound with every album anyway. We always want to, you know, improve on the music and take it up a level. And you know, a lot of doors were open for us with this album because we signed to Jay-Z's label in America, Roc Nation, which was amazing. So we got to work with a lot of their producers who we've always dreamed of working with. It's so exciting, and I think the music has gone up that level. So we just can't wait for the album to come out and everyone to hear what we've done.
Does it feel like a new band almost for you, Heidi? Because you've been with the band obviously the longest, and then there's Mel and then Jay. Does it feel like a whole new band, or is it still the Sugar Babes?
It doesn't feel like a whole new band, but it feels like a new lease of life.
Yeah, if
you
like
you know, it's a new energy and a new chapter, and it's exciting, it's fresh.
Well, how different are you with each other? Are you different kind of people? Have you all got your individual roles? Do you spend a lot of time in each other's pockets?
Not roles. We
spend a lot of time together. You spend more time with your band than you do with your own family because you're travelling and in hotels. But we kind of like it because even when we're supposed to be chilling out on our own, we still
in the hotels.
But it's different now. Like, it's just nice to come to work. Like, it's just a nice feeling coming to work now and stuff. And you know, we've got over all that crap. You know, it was really hard for a long time, and now it's just like a breath of fresh air. Like, it really is, and like, we're having so much fun. And Jade is a beautiful person inside and out, and really talented.
Just like I'm actually
welling up now.
I feel my weeping coming about.
Although I did interview quite a few years ago when you were new, Imel, and you kind of did say the same sort of things. Is this for keeps now? Are we
yes.
certain?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, don't get us wrong. Like, it was great.
At the beginning,
yeah. Like, it's just for the last year, me and Heidi have really tried. Like, we tried our
darndest.
Yeah, we really did. Darndest, yes. And it just wasn't. It just didn't work out. And at the end of the thing, we were just like, do you know what? We can't carry on like this. So we left. And I think a lot of people assumed that we kicked Keisha out, which is completely untrue. We actually left ourselves. And luckily, the record label wanted to carry on with us. I think that speaks volumes anyway. And and you know, it's all worked out. It's just that the puzzle has been complete. And Jay's favourite day of the year.
Really? Yes. Is this really?
I love pancakes. Fantastic. I'll have pancakes even when it's not pancake day.
Well, can you do that? Is that legal?
I don't care. That's the first thing I learned to make.
And do you make your own, or do you buy them in a pack?
No.
It's easy to pack.
You've just sworn already.
No, you have to make them yourself. Like, that was the first thing I learned to make because I was obsessed. But I made myself sick because I loved loads of sugar and lemon, and I just had way too many pancakes and ended up being like, what, too much. But
I don't like them.
Really?
I had them once in America and liked them.
I'll tell you a story.
With ice cream and fruit on.
Yeah.
And that was nice.
Yeah. Or Nutella and banana. Although it's quite filling.
I don't know, maybe plain. But I told you last time, I haven't had pancake for years.